This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. The pressure is on today. Eagles Insider of the Year announced at 4:30 today. We've got a trophy and everything. All the finalists have been invited to show up. Who will have the guts to show is the real question.
Does Elliot show?
Yeah, does Elliot show? Does he bring his family? Does he bring his dog? We don't know.
Yeah,
we don't
know. Elliot has a dog?
Oh, yeah, he's got a little dog.
Yeah, Kingsley. Right?
Oh, I didn't know he had a dog.
Oh, yeah, he's got a little like dog that like a... actress would
have,
right?
A pointless dog.
Yeah.
So it's his wife's dog.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
yeah, he loves his dog.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say he doesn't love the dog, but
I'll
ask him later. Is he the one who picked the dog out?
I assume.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Yeah. If I were to ask you, you didn't know anything, what kind of dog would Elliot pick out? You think Elliot's picking
a Rottweiler?
A pitbull or something?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
He seems like a labsman. I can see him being
a lab. Yeah.
A tiny little dog, tiny little feet.
Though you don't want a big dog in the city.
You don't. Tiny little feet, tiny little dancer.
I always fear. Yeah, I always feel bad for the big dogs in the city.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like you know.
Yes, it's tough, man. It's crowded.
Yeah.
Scare everybody.
Yeah. Well, and there's like, I had my dog here for a little while, a month, whatever it was, and he buses, trucks.
Oh, it's way too much noise going on.
We had to walk 6 blocks every time he would go to the bathroom because we would have to go all the way to the Rittenhouse Park because we'd need enough grass, no noise.
Yeah.
Oh, just a nightmare.
Dude, your dog is it's so particular.
High maintenance.
Like, does he get it from you?
Yes.
Like, are you guys?
Yeah, we've determined that our girl dog Scotchy is like my wife.
Sure.
And that Rebel is like me.
Yeah.
He likes his routine. Gets very anxious about everything. We've been, because we're moving down to South Jersey, we've been like scouting out the dog walkers because we're not home all day. And you have to warn them. Our current one had to come to our house every day for a month and sit near Rebel because Rebel wouldn't go near him. Rebel would bark the whole time and throw little pieces of hot dog at him until Rebel would allow him to walk him for a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's something special.
Right, and like you're already talking about how you're going to go around to your neighborhood and say, don't talk to me about the Eagles.
That's a different conversation for a different time.
Don't talk to me about the Eagles.
But yeah, if you know I'm moving to your neighborhood, like, look, I'm a friendly guy. I want to talk about everything except for the thing that I just talked for 4 hours about on the air, you know. All right, Tyler in Delaware, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's going on, Brother Spike?
What's up, Tyler?
What's up, Tyler?
Mayor of Westchester, Jack Fritz.
Tyler?
Hey. Now, Jack and Ike know, Spike, I used to call Johnny Marks and them boys a lot because I turned into a midday caller.
Oh, no.
So as soon as Jack brought up who's from Newcastle, Delaware, I said, shoot, I got to call up because I'm proud to be from the first state, grew up in Newcastle County. I work all over, dropping off packages for Amazon, all up and down.
Discreet packages?
So,
yeah, but you're not famous.
No, but hey, Jack, you are the head of Chew It and Do It Club, so so.
Yeah, I just want to make sure the envelopes are as hard as we say.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, no.
But, oh, man. So, here's what I'll say about ESP.
Yeah.
And the award.
Yeah.
ESP's year, Spike, has been a lot like Brandon Graham's career. The first few weeks didn't start off real strong.
Yep.
Kind of like BG.
Yeah, right around the draft.
Didn't really have it.
Yep.
And then as the year went on, it isn't as if he had, like, Pro Bowl caliber seasons. He had, like, one or two, like BG. He only had the one. But towards the end, especially last week at the town hall, where as dead as the news was, I saw ESP so locked in for being nonchalant news for our Eagles. And when I think about someone who, he is literally like how Stephen A. Smith is for ESPN.
All right.
ESP.
Relax.
This way
he just signed a $100 million contract.
Well, that's true.
Show.
Yeah, but what does he do outside of Eagles season anyway? He's not doing it. Look, Elliott works hard. I think it is a fair comparison, Elliott's year to BG's career. I think you're right. Elliott did start off slow around draft time, did start heating up around training camp, and as the year went on, I think he started feeling the pressure of Eagles Insider of the Year, and that's when he started asking those questions. And I really think him asking those, getting that quote from Saquon about Tiki and asking the first question at every press conference, not being a coward like a lot of the other writers who ask, you know, easy questions. Elliott always asks difficult questions. I think Elliott is firmly number two. I think he is definitely number two. So who is your, give us somebody who is a famous person who is from here.
All right, Spike, this has Philadelphia ties and also to Delaware because he lives here now. I'm going with DJ Jazzy Jeff.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
He was just in the hype video for the World Cup video.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
we already got a Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff for sure. That's a good one.
Yep. Used to be linked together.
Yes.
Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Brand
That's a good
new
choice.
Funk.
Let's talk a little baseball.
It's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. Tell Jackie Baseball.
Well, all that's going on in spring training today, at least, is Taiwan Walker finally got shelled.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so it was 6-0.
Yeah, that was all on Taiwan.
Okay.
Yeah, one Yankees prospect, Ben Rice, he was up last year, Spike.
Oh, yeah.
He probably hit a
bunch of bombs last year.
Somewhat, yeah. But he hit two balls that went foul, but they had to have traveled a combined 800 feet. And then he finally squared up Taiwan and took him deep. So a nice little right before opening day Taiwan collapse right on time.
Hey, man, he hung in there as long as he could, man, looking good.
He did. Because he's got flashed in that first inning. He threw a nice little split. I was like, all right, maybe there's something here in Taiwan. But back to earth, Taiwan. What do you guys think about, before we get everything with the Phillies? Like, so the season technically is already opened. Those two games in Japan count. That's ridiculous,
it's
right?
It's so weird.
That's the dumbest thing.
Like, just make them exhibition games.
Yeah.
Like, you played over in Japan for an exhibition game.
Yep.
Why just have those two games? It's not opening day.
Well, I forget what time it was in the morning. And it was
6 a.m. is when it starts.
Yeah, I was looking at my phone. I think it was in the bathroom, actually. And I was like,
that's where we normally are.
I looked at the score. I looked on the internet, and I was like, wait a minute. There's a game going on
3-1
right now. Dodgers against the Cubs? What are we talking
are
about?
Playing spring training games at 6 in the morning?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Now, 25 million people watched in Japan, which is crazy. That's a big number.
Yep.
That's a big number. And Ike's former teammate, Rodney Pete, caught a foul ball.
How about that?
I saw that. There's a good catch,
that was
too.
That's a pretty damn good catch,
yeah,
man.
That's an athlete right there.
Dude, this is why all the players from over there are going to the Dodgers.
Oh, they're a huge draw.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, well, and it's quicker to get home, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if you're from Japan.
We got no shot of getting anybody out.
No. Trade is the only way.
No.
No shot. They can do it. The Phillies are trying. You know, they
right.
Dombrowski last year is basically like, we're begging to meet with Sasaki, and we can't even get in the building.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, and Ohtani went yard today.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
Right on time. So last night I was watching, this is talking about a good use of your time. I was watching the 2022 World Series film. you know? From,
huh? Oh, yeah, right. That's why you sent me that little clip?
Yeah, of the camera.
Yeah.
The camera is there's a video or an audio clip of the camera in the 2022 World Series film where he's saying, guys, in 5 days, the Phillies can either win the World Series or lose the World Series.
Yeah, and it was a really strong take from Joe.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, no way. But it got me thinking. It's like, that was so magical, right? We all agree that that run was magical. Yeah. And I think they rode that momentum in 2023 until they couldn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But they still, I think, believe that the magic is still, we still have it. Just get us in and we'll turn into a great postseason team. And last year it ran out. And my biggest hope for this team is, the way they've talked, I think they realize this. Like, I hope they don't just rely on the quote-unquote Citizens Bank Park magic anymore. Like, just go be a great team. Like, I know the magic to me died in Game 7 against the Diamondbacks, but I don't think they realized that until this Mets series.
Yeah.
Like, the Mets series started off with a Schwarber home run.
And they thought it was there.
And they thought the magic was there. And the way they talked this spring, it seems like they realized we can't just do this, get in, and we'll turn into a great postseason team like we have. Like, you could rattle off 18 postseason wins since 2022 is the most in baseball, but that feels dead. And I just hope that the idea of the Phillies magic, the magic thing they do in the postseason, that's over, and they don't rely on that for what feels like the second straight year.
It's gonna be interesting to see how they get through this first third of the season. Are they managing and playing as if every game matters? Or are they trying to sort of just ease their way into this thing, and we get sort of we're still working out kinks, this and the other. We don't need to be playing our best baseball right now in April and May. Like, you almost can tell by the messaging that you tend to get. And I'm just wondering if they are just, I don't, it sounds so insulting to say gliding. Will they glide into this first portion of the season? But if you're a fan, I know it's easy to say I want them to play their best baseball late in the season, and what they do early doesn't matter, but it does matter.
Especially with the division.
Like, it does matter.
You're right.
Like, you don't have games to give away.
I just don't look back at the first part of last season and think to myself, wow, they really pushed everyone to the limit.
Right.
You know, I don't think they acted responsible. Maybe some of the middle
starters.
Relievers.
Yes. Like Ranger pitched a complete game, and they would give him extra innings, and maybe they don't do that this year. Like, maybe instead of letting a guy pitch the eighth, they pull him after seven.
Right.
Sure, but that wasn't what ended up Ranger, but that wasn't what was the undoing of the baseball team, you know? And I thought overall, I just don't think you can decide to be good or not be good. Truthfully, Jack, to your point about the magic Citizens Bank Park, to me, everything is about one thing.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Are they willing to, when they're not hot, grind out some at-bats, see yeah. some more pitches, that sort of stuff? I'm not going to say small ball. That's a whole... But are you willing to put the ball in play, see some more pitches? Like, I keep going back to that first game against the Mets. Mm-hmm. Like, I always forget his name, the guy they started.
Senga.
Senga. Kodai Senga didn't want to throw strikes to anybody, would have walked 10 consecutive batters if you let him after the Schwarber home run. And nobody let him.
Yeah.
Nobody let him. They were just not interested. And that is when I think they were chasing Schwarber's home run. They were just like, let's score 12 runs today.
Right.
But they just couldn't get it through their head at any point last year that you're not going to just magically hit home runs again. So play smart.
Yeah.
And they just didn't play smart.
Well, and I thought being in the room with Bryce, when Bryce talked about this, I think he felt it.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
but I think he feels it about everybody else.
Well, of
I don't
course.
Think, yes,
yeah. Because
yeah.
he's fine.
Yes,
you know,
I agree.
He's
I agree.
Fine. But yep. That seems at least, if the way he talked, if the rest of the guys are on the same page. And listen, I know it's spring training. I know not everyone's watching, and I get it. The quality of bats, I think, have been better. They've been a little bit better. We'll see if it changes in a week. Again, 8 days from opening day. But the way at least he talked, I like that. I just, yeah, I don't need them relying on just the magic anymore.
I hate throwing this out because I get the same answers every year, and then I'm the one that's the bad guy worried about the manager every year. But I wonder, what does Rob Thompson do to change any of this?
Nothing.
That's
yeah.
Like, is there a tough decision that he'd be willing to make, whether it's changing the lineup order, whether it's, you know—
Sitting the guy down.
Yes, yeah, sitting yeah. the guy down. Like there are things that the manager can do to change the temperature in the clubhouse. If everybody feels like, well, we got the answers to the test before you even give it to us, because it's a player's clubhouse and the manager lets us just figure it out, then I just don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it can get you through the regular season with the whole, it's a long season, it's baseball, this, that, and the other. And then when you get to the end of the season and you don't do what you're supposed to do, you don't have answers for it.
Right.
So
yes.
At some point, when does the manager become a difference maker in all of this?
Well, he did try to sit Bohm last year in game 2.
Sure.
They won.
they did.
There were just times to do it.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Yeah. And
yeah.
I'm okay with that. Like that's one of those tough decisions where he may have to be in there. And listen, it's not going to be popular, now, but he ought to feel like he's coaching, he's managing for his job.
Now, the tough thing for him is take Castellanos, right? Mm-hmm. Castellanos started terrible last year. Everybody was begging to sit him down for a game. He didn't sit him down. Castellanos ends up coming around.
Right.
And I don't think everyone should get treated equally in that way.
I agree.
You know, Castellanos has got just, I don't know. It's a tough thing, but I don't think he's going to do anything.
Well,
but you know what? It's also easier to leave Casty out there when you're winning.
Yes,
and
yes,
they
yes,
were
yes.
winning
yes.
in spite of Castellanos' struggles.
Yes.
Yep.
If they're losing, is that the same way you handle it?
Yeah, it can't be, I don't think.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that he might be trying to do, and I want to make sure, I just want to get everyone ready for this, you know, I think they're going to have two lineups for a majority of the year. I think against tough lefties, Turner's going to lead off, and I think against normal righties, Schwarber's going to lead off. And I think they're starting to lay the groundwork because Schwarber led off again today. So Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Bohm was the lineup today against maybe not the, you know,
yeah.
a dominant righty. You have Schwarber the leadoff spot. Against a dominant lefty, you have Turner the leadoff spot. I'm preparing you
they
for two
lines. They got to grow up.
But it makes sense, though.
But it doesn't, because here's the thing that I would say, and this is if Trey Turner said that leading off is a different mindset than hitting third. If he is going to be able to do that, I feel like that's something he has to do every day. That is a wake up.
I agree.
Here is who I am.
I agree.
Here is what I do. I don't think he can go back and forth. And then all of a sudden, let's say he has three games. Let's say they play three games in a row with him hitting third. And he hits well, and he hits two home runs. What are they going to do in that fourth game? And what is he going to do in that fourth game when he all of a sudden thinks he's Babe Ruth again? You know, let him lead off. I can't believe this is that hard. Let him lead off. I don't need the 40 home run hitting like the slow guy leading off. It worked for a while. They've won a lot of games that way, but you know what? They could probably win a lot of games with Castellanos at leadoff too, because they have a bunch of good pitchers and they have a bunch of good hitters. The fact that they won the game because Schwarber was leading off doesn't mean they won the game because Schwarber was leading off. Mm. Like, if we're going to make this change, let's make this change, and let's not give Trey Turner any excuse 80 games in because you're bouncing them around from first to third.
And that will be an excuse.
Or
yes.
Because they get hot, they win six in a row, and the first four of them are Schwarber hitting leadoff, and then what do you do for those next two games? Just like that was such a failure last year. It was such an enormous failure, and it wasn't just a failure against the Mets. It was a failure from June on, and then nobody changed anything, and they kept doing the same thing, and they lost. They lost like dogs against the Mets. It wasn't like the loss against Houston. It wasn't like the loss against Arizona. They had no chance against the Mets. No chance. No, and nobody changed anything, and like, this is the time. Everybody's career is on the line. Bryce Harper's legacy is on the line. JT Realmuto's future here is on the line. Schwarber's future here might be on the line. Bohm's future here might be on the line. Yeah. Like, what do you want to be remembered at? You just want to go down doing the same exact thing you've done for the last 3 years that hasn't done it. It's just like, grow up. Stop being so scared of these guys. Sorry.
Nah. It just made it. Needed that. Needed that, man.
But
needed
it makes sense, though.
It doesn't make sense.
Good.
No, having two lineups doesn't make
he's
sense.
He's still saying it makes sense.
Well, he's going to say whatever they do.
Well, you're facing like Skubal. You know, you don't want to have Schwarber at leading off. You put Turner up there.
No.
And then by the end of the year, it irons itself out.
It's not going to iron itself out. And then you know what? You get into the playoffs and you're like, what do I do? Like, what do I do? What do I do now when all the pitchers are good? You know, what do I do now?
Well, they're used to
and
it.
And also, it's not just those two that you're switching around. Bohm has to move.
Right.
Harper's going from second to third, right?
And you're weakening yourself by moving Harper from second to third. You're weakening yourself by putting Alec Bohm in the cleanup spot. He's not a cleanup hitter. He's not. He's a three-hitter or a five-hitter, or maybe you could convince yourself he's a two-hitter. He is not a cleanup hitter. He's not. He's got no balls. He doesn't hit home runs. He's not a cleanup
hitter. No balls.
Just like this baseball team is going to be the death of me, man.
Yeah.
It is right in front of them. They are as good as any team in baseball, or have as much talent as any team in baseball, except for the Dodgers. Except for the Dodgers. And we're just going to do the same thing that failed us last year. I can't. We're going to have two lineups. Oh, congratulations on how ingenuitive you are.
It's like playing two quarterbacks.
It's crazy.
Maybe they should use AI.
Don't you come after me.
That was a sharp tongue.
If you don't think Preston Mattingly uses AI, you're crazy.
I test only.
All right. 215, sorry, guys. 215-592-9494. Brian in New Jersey, you're on WIP.
What it do, fellas?
Wow, what it do, Brian?
Whoa, easy over there, Brian, easy.
Shout out to OK Andrew.
Wow.
Yeah, so basically, I love Insider of the Year. Like, I love this show. Like, it's so funny. When we signed Aziz, like, my first thought literally was, it wasn't, oh, the Eagles actually signed someone of, like, worth mentioning. It was like, oh, man, ESP's making a push right now. That was my first thought.
That was my first thought, too, also. It was like, oh, man, Elliott got a bump.
Nah, but, look, I think he should win. I understand why he probably won't or he might not. It's the takes he takes too far. It's the soccer jerseys. It's the tiny feet. The boxing classes. It's all that stuff.
Yeah.
Is why.
You're penalizing his foot size. I love it. Yep.
but like, I got to give it to him. Like, he's everywhere for us. He's at the combine. He's at training camp.
Right.
Whatever you think of the stats, he has the stats. He's there, like, saying who's out there on the field in practices. He's going to the Super Bowl. He's going on fan trips. And look, I know he's not doing it out of the kindness of his heart.
Yeah, we're paying him, and all that is, those are paid trips.
He's still there reporting to each and every show what everyone's doing, what the fans are like. He's got some scoops in there. Like, the Aziz was the icing on the cake, I think, honestly. But he's got the scoops in there. And like, look, if Jalen Hurts was having, like, a family barbecue in Houston, you know ESP would be in the bushes looking at him. He'd be like, oh, Jalen Hurts just ate this piece of corn so quick. He is elite. He is elite at this. He would go that far. You gotta give him his credit.
You know what I worry about, Brian? I worry about if he wins this award that we're going to lose everything that we've gained with Elliott this year, that he is just going to be so high on himself and so, you know, cocky after this sort of stuff that we're going to unleash an Elliott that none of us want to see. And that is what I'm really worried about.
That's also working against him.
Yes.
That's not a bad point, because when he did get the Aziz, you know, he came on.
Oh, dude.
Oh, yeah.
You should have. I recommend anybody who is curious about this, listen to the Emergency Go Birds podcast that he did when they signed Aziz Ojulari. You would have thought they signed Michael Strahan in his prime. Like, the way that he's talking, you know how sometimes when you hear somebody talk, you can hear the smile on their face?
Right.
It was that for Elliott. So, Brian, give us a famous person who's from here.
I'm going to go with the Super Bowl mascot, Gilly the Kid.
Oh, Gilly's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. Big year for Gilly. Yeah, big year for Gilly.
Big year for Gilly, man. Yes. I tell you, boy, you're talking about somebody who went up when the team went up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. His own brand went up, man. Yeah.
He rode that way.
He was already popular, but man.
Yeah.
The Eagles took it to another level.
He sure did. 215-592-9494. We are just over an hour from the awarding of the first ever Eagles Insider of the Year award. Does Elliott deserve it? Has he done enough? I still say no. There's been a lot of compelling arguments here, and the votes are in. Jack also says no. Ike says yes, he deserves the award. What do you say? And coming up next, we will check in on our Flyboys, who I think lose all the time now.
So yeah, I mean, I don't really care about the Flyers anymore. Okay. I just want to hear Broads.
Broads. All right.
We just want to mess around with Broads.
Flyers in 50 with Broads. And coming up, the morning show takes a shot again at the afternoon show.
Mm.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.